From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
Tell you what really is interesting, isn't it? Can I just toss my 3 cents in here?
Yep.
We've seen this before, and I think Iran's a busted flush, and the world is seeing that, hence you're not seeing quite the alarm that some would have predicted. Is that fair?
No. In fact, I got, this is the first full trading session we've seen since for the global markets since the US took that military action. And I got up very early this morning, Mike, because I was fascinated to see what had happened. And the thing is changing so quickly. I mean, an hour ago or 2 hours ago, I was sort of saying it looks, the reaction of the market looks, I was calling it muted and controlled, and it was very much giving off a sort of a wait and see vibe. And at that stage, the US share markets were cautiously higher, but then we've had quite a bit go on in the last couple of hours, because when the first news broke that there was this credible threat to US military bases in the Middle East, that did push markets lower. And that is testament to the fact that what we're going to see for the next couple of days, I suspect, is very much headline-driven market activity. The really interesting point there, Mike, there doesn't seem to be signs of panic. There's a degree of nervousness, lots of commentary about the issue simply not being resolved yet. But obviously the key commodity for markets is oil. And this is, I'm now going to give you the good oil on oil, Mike. This is what's going on. Okay, so the market was nervous. It had priced oil a little bit higher. But really, I mean, it spiked to $80 on the open for Brent crude. But actually, we saw oil higher earlier this year. It was higher than this in January. What has happened, though, is that now that we've had these missiles going towards the US base, is we've seen the oil price collapse. And that feels counterintuitive. But the reason for this is that the key concern was that the Iranians target oil infrastructure. You just talked about the Straits of Hormuz. Their first salvo, shall we call it, their first retaliatory action hasn't targeted oil infrastructure. What that is giving the markets, it's giving them confidence that they're not going to do that. And hence, there's no need to price that premium into oil. So oil's come down and share markets have rallied, quite a bit. Just quickly on the other assets, currencies, normally an important pressure valve or barometer of sentiment. US dollar spiked higher this morning on the open, but it's fallen back also. That moves Kiwi dollar around, so push Kiwi down under 59 cents for a bit. It's back at sort of 59.5. We've seen US treasuries, so the other asset that we look at in times like this, you normally see a flight to quality, a flight to safety. We're seeing that evident in the US markets. The 10-year US Treasury was up around 4.44 on a look at Friday. It's now at 4.3, probably also beneficiary of Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman expressing support for a July rate cut. But plenty going on, Mike. What I'm interested in here is, or what I want to, I suppose one of the messages I want to get across to people, for people like investors, KiwiSaver, you've got to take a step back.
Yeah.
You've got to take a step back. The next 2 days, headline-driven, it will be choppy.
100%.
Yeah, the big picture here, you've got to have a look at that. Oil, I was going to talk for a couple of minutes about the Strait of Hormuz and why they wouldn't do that. You've covered that. It's counterproductive for the Iranians to close the Strait of Hormuz, because that's where they sell their oil through. So counterproductive. Market's taken some response to that. But, Mike, there is very much, and having a couple of weeks off to reflect on this, there is what I call now a nexus of uncertainty. Everywhere you look, there are issues that we don't know how they're going to be resolved. So you've got the trade issues. July 9 is looming there. Where's the resolution on that? Internal US politics, it's dynamic, it's fraught. You've got US government debt that has to be resolved. You've got inflation. So kind of right, what I'm trying to do right now is trying to figure out how all this sort of resolves without potential contagion between those issues. And that's probably the big picture thing.
Fantastic. And that's why we pay you the big bucks. And what are the numbers?
The numbers. So, yeah, this is just crazy, because you'd think, wouldn't you, that they'd be, share markets would be lower, but they're not. The Dow Jones is up 303 points. It's up 0.75%, 42,510. The S&P 500 has surged back through the 6,000 market. It's up 44 points, 0.75%. And the Nasdaq even more. It's up almost 1%, 178 points, 19,625. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.2%, 8,758. The Nikkei was down small, 49 points, 38,354. Shanghai Composite was up 22 points. That's 0.65%. The Aussies yesterday, the Australasian markets lost a little bit of ground. The ASX 200 was down 31 points. That's about a third of a percent, 8,474. And the NZX 50 lost 0.29 of a percent, closing at 12,532. So Kiwi dollar sitting, I said, around the mid-59s, 0.5961, 0.9246 against the Aussie, 0.5156 euro, 0.4411 against the pound, 87.27 Japanese yen, gold, $3,317. And I say Brent crude, $72.35. And it was 80 bucks earlier on. So, hey, never a dull moment, though, Mike.
That is the truth. My hometown treating you well.
It is. Although everybody's crowing down here about the Crusaders. I gave a presentation yesterday, which I cunningly managed to extend past the timing of the parade so nobody could go and watch it.
Good on you, mate. Go well. I'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.